My full name is Malik Tunador. I was born on September 20th, 1939, in a small town of Antalya, and then moved to Antalya in Turkey. I'm retired. I studied mechanical engineering in Turkey. And when I came to this country, I started in iron and steel industry as usual. So I did work in engineering, mechanical engineering. I have been living in Pittsburgh 46 years, since 1967. In 1964, I came over on a State Department scholarship, and I married the girl that I had met in Ankara. I went back. I had to serve in the military for 2 years before I could move out of Turkey. So I did my military service. In 1967, I moved as an immigrant. In Turkey, military service is compulsory. Every young man has to serve. And there is no age limit. You cannot run away from it. I tried to stay out of it as long as I can, but finally I had decided. I had the opportunity of serving as a teacher because at that time there was a shortage of teachers. And I served as a reserve officer, or finished as a reserve officer. I taught first and second grade for 2 years in a village. And then I had an intensive military camp and got discharged. I lost my father when I was 7 years old. And I finished the grade school, which was 5 years at that time, half in Antalya, where my mother lives, and half in Ankara, the capital, where my aunt, my father's older sister, lived. I finished grade school in Ankara and then went to a boarding school in Istanbul. I had the junior high and high in Istanbul in a boarding school. In Turkey, still, every place, every school you go in, there is a competitive exam. You just can't register, can't walk in. And after high school, I won another exam in Ankara, went to Middle East Technical University in Ankara. I have a big family, but I have two nephews. They're in California. They came much later. They're younger. My family, everybody is unfortunately deceased. A younger brother, and he has his three children. They still live in Turkey. So all my family is in Turkey, primarily. I have five children. They were all born in this country. And I have seven grandchildren. Turkish family was more like what it was here maybe 60, 70, 80 years ago. Relatives lived close by, the whole family or your aunts, uncles within a certain area. At least once a year I go there. I actually have a house on the Mediterranean, my hometown, Antalya, on the Mediterranean. So I go there for about a month or two. My life philosophy is I love people, so I'm comfortable with anybody, anywhere, especially if I can speak the language. As I said, my coming here is not like most of the other immigrants. I wasn't running away from anything. I didn't have any economic or political reasons to leave. I came with a family or into a family. So I didn't have any troubles of most immigrants would have of adaptation. Because my wife had a family, big family. My wife had classmates from high school or from college. So I came into a group that was already existing.